I just felt like joining you today.
Yep. Yes. That's what happens when Steve is away from the board. We start singing along with the riffs. Well, you know what that sound means? It's Thursday morning. It's just after 8:30, and Marianne Combs is here.
Good
from
morning.
Minnesota Public Radio News for the Arts Roundup. And good morning to you. Always nice to see you here on Thursday
good
morning.
Good to be here.
And how much is going on this weekend? Is it crazy or what?
You know, it's like we've had a really big couple of weekends the last couple of weeks, and now it's sort of we're churning into the fall steady pace, I would say. So we got a lot going on this weekend. We've got great theater, dance. Here's a lot of new productions. Like okay. This is all fresh new work that I'm going to talk about. Workhouse Collective is presenting Lake Untersee at the Illusion Theater, and it's about, or maybe they say Lake Untersee, but I'm going to give it the little German sort of Untersee. And so this is about, they say it's Rocky, a troubled teenager who is stuck between his mother and his father, who are have their own troubled relationships, and he starts to receive love letters written in the snow. With nowhere else to turn, he embarks on the adventure of a lifetime to Antarctica's Lake Untersee, where the love of his life is trapped beneath layers and layers of ancient ice. Well, I just read a review of that show, and it said, forget that whole part about the layers and layers of ancient ice. It's really a family drama.
Okay.
It's really just a really powerful family drama about a 15, 16-year-old boy and his parents and trying to have a presence and deal with their relationship and not being heard as himself. So there's this Antarctic stuff going on there, but really just pay attention to a strong family drama with a strong characters.
All right.
And
where is that playing?
This is at the Illusion Theater, and it's it runs through September 27th, and it's a world premiere. World premiere. We love using the phrase world premiere in the performing arts. It's like new work has no reputation yet. We'll call it a world premiere.
All right. What else is going on this
weekend? We have another world premiere.
All right.
This is Moo Performing Arts presents a new show called Middle Brother by local talent Eric Sharp, who's been with Moo Performing Arts for years. And you may or may not know this, but there are a ton of Korean-American adoptees in Twin Cities in Minnesota. This is a very big area for Korean-American adoptees and families. And being an adoptee comes with its own whole host of questions and issues and just adventure, to put it one way. And so this is actually a rather, I don't want to say it's common, but it takes you into the world of an adoptee who goes back to Korea and ends up finding the birth family.
Okay.
And how do you reconcile who you are as an American with your past, with your Korean family? And so this is just a very, it's a very big part of many Korean adoptees' experience. And so Eric Sharp has turned it into a show, and it's called Middle Brother. And it runs at the Southern Theater through September 28th. So pretty cool.
Okay.
World premiere
right.
We got there.
Moo Theater has been dealing with that those topics around adoption for a long time.
Absolutely.
In different ways. And they do such a good job exploring those things. And I just, my hat's off to them. I love that they do that kind of work. I've got two adopted children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really great to kind of draw those things out into the light, because I think otherwise, it can be this kind of hidden thing, and it's important that it's in the light and people can kind of talk about it and see it. And I think it's great for adoptive families, of which there are so many in this community,
mm-hmm. Yes.
to be able to go and have those kinds of theater pieces as a jumping off point to have those kinds of conversations in the family.
Absolutely. Sometimes it can be hard to have that face-to-face conversation, but having something on the theater can, like, as a third, can both look at that and talk about that as a way to talk about what's going on in the family too. So very cool. I have another world premiere.
World premieres this weekend.
Well, Ananya Chatterjee Dance Company puts together a production every year, and they in the fall they present it to the public. And I've talked about Ananya Dance Theater's work before, but this is a group of really amazing, strong, powerful women who do work around usually a social justice issue. And then all the women are not just dancers, but they educate themselves. They become activists in their own right and sort of learn to embody the emotions of what it's like when the oil industry comes through your town and and the prostitution that results is a part of the boomtown and mechanics, et cetera, all that. So this, they just finished a series, and now they're starting a new one. Before they were working at, these areas of social justice and systemic violence, now they're turning to more positive. They're looking at women's work. And so this year is looking at radical dreaming as, the idea of what does it mean when women dream of a better future, and sometimes how that comes at a cost. And I was thinking, Malala Yousaf, the gal who, the Pakistani girl who wanted education and was shot in the head.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's still going around and doing her tours and talking about the importance of education. Ananya talks about her as an example of someone who is dreaming a better future. She's paying the price for that dreaming. But when she does that, when people keep on stepping up and doing that, they are, making the dream a reality. So that's the kind of topic that they're working with this year.
Wow.
And the show runs at Kohl's Center for Dance in downtown Minneapolis this weekend only. And really, it's fun to see the women just sort of be... a lot of their work has been very serious. This has serious parts to it too, but it's also fun, lyrical. There are moments where they're playing together, and just you have a real sense of the power of women as a group, as a collective. So very cool.
Yeah, a big weekend for theater to get out and see some shows
and
world
dance.
Premiere shows,
world premieres everywhere, world
and
premieres.
Dance. Marianne Combs stops in to the Currents Morning Show Thursday mornings to give us the weekend arts roundup, and you can also read more about what's going on in the art scene at this blog, and remind us where this is again.
Oh, there's this thing called State of the Arts. It's on the NPR News page. If you go over to the Arts and Culture section, you can check it out there.
All right. Thanks, Marianne. Always, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right. There she goes, out the door. No, seriously, Marianne, you have to go now. Oh, she loves joining us. And in fact, I think she just wants to stick around for the rest of the morning.
But I like it here.
It's kind of hard to leave when you've got Boston rocking you out the door.